talk here. This is the abstract, so I would just skip it. So my problem here will be to study a problem of heat conduction in a system which has three space dimensions, and the system is enclosed in a container which is drawn here, which is infinitely extended in two directions, so that you can imagine to fix the temperature different values at the extremes. So the system can be finite, so it would be like this, enclosed in a box, or infinite. It is important that it's three-dimensional in the old discussion, and so I keep it three-dimensional. So I want to study, I see, inside the container I put hard bolts, system hard bolts, which collide elastically, and I would like to find if there is a stationary state for such a system when the temperatures at infinity are different. So I have so the first question is, which are the equations that you want to study? The equations that you study have been studied in the literature. They are called the BBGY hierarchy, and are the following for our course. I imagine I study the state, the probability distribution in terms of the correlation functions. Correlation functions are probability distribution of finding n particles with momenta pn and positions qn without regarding what other particles may be doing. The equations are derived from the Liouville equation. Say in finite volume, it's very simple. It is possible rather than simple. And the equations for if the initial state is not a stationary state, there is a time derivative of the correlations, which I will eventually set to zero because I want to study the stationary state. So the equations are simply this. Pi is the momentum of the ith particle. This is the gradient with respect to the positions of the ith particle. And then there is an integral term, which involves n plus 1 particles, in which the extra particle that you add touches one of the n that are given. So that is a collision configuration. And there are these four terms. I've written them in two colors because, first of all, these equations are correct if the full state of the system, suppose you have n particles in the box, is absolutely continuous with respect to the volume measure, and in fact it's even smooth for all configurations in which particles are separated by more than the diameter of each. Diameter will be R. Okay. Yes. That's Bogoliubov, Born, Green, Kirkwood, and Yvonne. It's a classic equation, and so there are two colors because typically these two terms are not written in the literature, and they were derived by Cercignani in this form, and they are not written because they are zero if certain property which I call the strong continuity it holds. And this strong continuity means the following. Suppose that this is a collision. You have n particles in which two of them collide, and these are the incoming momenta. That's the configuration qn pn just before the collision, and then out of the collision emerge qn p prime n. And it is considered natural to suppose that these two configurations are the same, which is true because just the same instant you change from one to the other, and then the strong continuity would be the requirement that the correlation functions are continuous at the collision. Okay. It can be shown that at least in finite systems, if the system has no external forces, no driving terms, so it is it's a system which eventually should go to equilibrium, then it has been shown by Melchiorre, Verigotti, Pesutti, and then by Spohn that the strong continuity is conserved outside the set of zero measures, if it is true initially. Okay. And these are the assumptions that you need. If the condition is verified, the blue terms vanish. So the equations are the ones without those terms. Okay, so this is for the equations. I need some notation. It's a bit annoying, but I need some notation. So I discuss rapidly the notation. I will consider stationary states which are close to a reference state, which has activity Z0 or density Z0, which is the same, essentially the same for rank chords, and temperature beta 0 inverse. Then let me consider a Gaussian distribution for n particles, in which I have I'm given a function beta of q, and the nth each particle has its own exponent e to the minus beta. Okay. Then, together with the Gaussian, I consider the Wieck monomials. Wieck monomials are just Hermite polynomials with a strange convention which is not the usual one for the leading term, but that's another one here. So these are Hermite polynomials normalized so that the leading coefficient is 1. Usually it is 2 to the n, 2 to the k, but here it's 1. Doesn't matter because I will not do the calculations, so you will not see this. My correlation functions, which are my unknown, will be, I have to express them in some way, and I imagine that their dependency on the momenta can be expanded into this Wieck monomial. Now, a Wieck monomial is a product of the Hermite polynomials, in which each momentum appears raised to a power, ak, alpha, component alpha and particle k, and that's the notation. And this a is just a set, the collection of these exponents, and so on. I mean, I want to write the equations, so I need some notation that you can quickly forget afterwards. Just one last notation. If A is a set of labels for the powers of the momenta, I denote A plus or minus 1 with I alpha, the other collector in which the I alpha vector has been increased by 1 or decreased by 1, or decreased by 1. So these are notations. And then let me go now to the substance. The substance is that with this convention, I expand the correlation functions into Gaussian term, then a sum of monomials in the momenta. And this is this is not an assumption. Since this form a basis, I can certainly write this. The only question would be, what about the convergence of this sum? But that I don't care because I will not discuss it. I just want to study if these functions can be determined. So I look for a BBGKY solution in which these coefficients are smooth coefficients. Maybe I don't succeed and then I forget. But I'm giving the talk because you can do something. You can even imagine clearly if you are in equilibrium, if there is no external force, no temperature difference at infinity, then this rho A should be zero, and you should have the Gaussian solution, which is easy to check. It's a solution of the BBGKY hierarchy. You expect these quantities to be small if you are slowly away from a little away from the from the equilibrium, and so you may imagine to look for solutions which are ordered in terms of the sizes of the temperature difference that you impose at infinity, which is this epsilon. I call it epsilon zero. Let me introduce also epsilon q, which will be this other thing, beta q over beta plus, and in terms of the sizes of in the density. Maybe you can even look for an expansion in powers of the of epsilon and of the density. At least you may imagine to order them some way according to the size. Okay, then you plug this expression inside the hierarchy without the blue terms, and you work your way out. Takes some time, and after that time, you find that for each row A of Qn is is involved into relations with row A prime of Qm, with m is equal only n plus 1, or n itself, and A prime is equal to either A, the A that I put here, or A plus 2, A plus 4, and maybe even A plus 6. Right? Well, after a while you realize that there is an important cancellation, and a lot of terms which would be here are really missing. So the two things to notice: the hierarchy connects row A with row A prime with A prime, which has the same parity. Mod A means the sum of the A, total power in the momentum. It's the same parity, and therefore, unless you are involved with other conditions, for instance, boundary conditions, odd A and even A are obey independent hierarchies. Furthermore, and this is what suggests to use the Wernicke polynomials, it's only with the Wernicke monomials that row A is related to just a finite number, and even a small number of A primes. So the hierarchy keeps the same structure it had before, in the general form. If you use another basis, you can also do the same thing, except that row A will. I have not found any basis in which row A involves only row A prime with a finite number of A primes. And so you better take the monomials, recommend themselves. Okay, this is the hierarchy. I'm not going to use this. I just show you to convince you that we have done the calculation. Okay, it's a sum of these eight terms, and there are many more which are cancelled. Which are the ones that I said I mentioned before. The cancel the notation. That's why I needed the notation, because this b you fix any b and then you relate the correlation rho with this label to the ones with the other labels, which are obtained by either increasing or decreasing one of the powers of the momenta by one or by two sometimes. These are the equations which correspond to the hierarchy. When I put equal to zero the extra terms which were based on the strong continuity assumption. We study this equation, and but we require that even if we take into account the blue terms, the equation remains the same. So in other words. No. The blue terms correspond. You see, these are collisions of one of the n particles with an extra particle which touches it. These are collisions in which two particles collide, but they are not among the n's. So this would be an n plus 2 interaction. But that's not there. Let me go back. Okay. So once you see those equations, you try to get a feeling on what they are. And you start writing down, you take, there was this label A, which is the power of the momenta, and you start by writing, taking the case of the term which is a coefficient of the term which does not contain the Wernicke monomial, the known term and potential mark. And you get this equation, which is fairly simple, because you see, it is autonomous. It does not involve higher the row A with A different from the empty set. So it's an equation in itself, which is extremely remarkable. And okay, this equation admits an exact solution, and that's the source of the all what's coming. And the solution is very simple. If you are a little familiar with the problem, you realize that this equation is the one which is solved by the equilibrium correlations of a hard sphere gas, in which there is an activity which is not constant, but is z0 times beta of q over beta 0, where beta of q is the function that I have given a priori in the Gaussian term. All right. Well, I should mention something, but I will perhaps mention it only in the question, because otherwise. So this is one case, and you are very happy that this can be solved. That is what made us choose this hard course, because if I do the same for a smooth potential, which would be much nicer, because it is. Looks better from the point of view of regularity, then you get an equation which we have not been able to understand. It's very difficult. As soon as there is not. On the other hand, you have a great advantage. You still get an equation which can be solved, which is autonomous, but you have to prove it as a solution, and that's not not easy. We have not done it. So we select our course for this reason. Then once this makes you very happy, and you say that, let me now look at this the other equations. So for instance, here I look at row of a single, the row A of a single particle, so row 1A, and you discover that if epsilon of q is beta of q over beta 0 minus 1, that this quantity has to be equal to the gradient of this special combination of the coefficients of the monomials of fourth degree. That's p1 to the 4, that's p1 to the 2, p2 to the 2, and that's p1 square, p2, and p3. Okay. So you just get this strange combination. And then you stare at this equation and you discover that you cannot solve it. You see, because this is a gradient of something, which you don't know, but if it exists, it is a gradient of something. And this other thing is a rho times a gradient. And so this can be solved only if rho is a function of epsilon, or of beta, as you prefer. Now, since this has been done within this approximation, I've neglected the terms of order 2 in the difference and the terms of order 2 in the density, then I have to compute rho to this order. And to this order, you look at the Meyer series, which is well known, and you discover that rho is just beta of q over beta 0. Therefore, this is an exact differential, and you can integrate the equation in principle. Yes, but then you say, well, maybe this is only true to order z0 square. What about if I go to higher order? Well, to higher order, you get, again, by the Meyer expansion, you find that rho q is this expression. This is the first order, and then there is a second order correction. Here there is, this is the second degree coefficient, which should also be divided here, and it's not here. Okay, that's a mistake. I should have also divided by C2 here. Okay, then this is not true. This is not a function of beta, of beta of q, unless beta of q is harmonic. Oh, that's great, because then you are very happy. You find out that the first order in the temperature gradient, the Laplacian of beta has to be zero. Right, which is the Fourier law, but this is illusory, as I will explain in a moment, because if I do things properly, I should take into account that I am two orders z0 square, and there will be, in this equation, there will be, you know, this one page equation that I wrote before, there will be other collections, there will be other terms which contribute to the same order, and you would have to discuss the equation after you have added them. However, it gives you an idea that the heat equation might arise as a condition for integrability of the BDGKY hierarchy, which means of the Liouville equation in a stationary state. Okay. Then, at this point you meet an open problem which should have been studied in analysis, which concerns harmonic functions, and it's strange that it is not studied. Suppose you have a function f which has the property. Of course, I forgot to say this is true if beta is harmonic because of the mean property of the harmonic functions. Right? Here, if I am away from the boundary, this is a sphere, because S of Q denotes the sphere of diameter R, and so this is the spherical average of beta, which is equal to beta if the function is harmonic up to a factor, and that's what I'm saying here. So you ask the question, suppose I have a function which has the property of the mean in the full domain omega for all points Q which are far at least away, are away from the boundary. Is it harmonic, a function like that? That's an open problem, as far as I can see. I have asked several specialists on elliptic functions, and the problem has been studied in the literature only for omega equals the full space, where you don't have the problem of being away from the boundary. And in that case, the answer is yes. You see, harmonic function has this function is harmonic if it has this property for all r small enough. Here I have a fixed r, so it's a different question, and the question apparently is open. If I have made myself understood to the specialists in harmonic function, then the answer is that they don't know it. But maybe I didn't explain it clearly enough, as usually happens in this case. So now. From the theory of Meyer expansion, you can ask if I go to third order in the Meyer expansion, does it does harmonicity suffice to make that equation soluble? The equation that I wrote before, this one. The answer is it remains even to third order in the Meyer expansion. It remains a function of beta of Q, not fourth order. Third order is that. However, of course, if you go to third order, you have even more terms that you have neglected. And the argument is wrong because you can find a counterexample, right? That you can, and the counterexample is the next thing in the game. Make an ansatz. Suppose that row A has the following form. It has this row empty, leading as no powers of p, and then it's a series in powers of p square I. So the only dependence is through the square of the momenta, and this is for the even monomials. And the odd monomials is just the odd monomials are just the derivatives of the even monomials with respect to the coefficients. You make this is an ansatz, and you try to see if you can find a solution of this type. Well, you can. And we get what we call the fundamental solution. From the ansatz, you get an exact equation, neglecting nothing. So all this page, one-page equation, is solved exactly, without anything neglected. And by the following expression, you have rho empty of Qn, which is the hard core with activity beta. Zero, then there is this power series, this power series in epsilon, and you have a product, which is interesting. You can also find an exact solution for the odd correlations, which is perhaps more there's a different structure. It is given by this expression. Again, here are all the monomials. That's the derivative, as I said, in the ansatz. And there is a function f which is arbitrary, and there is another function here which is also arbitrary. so there are infinitely many coefficients here if I expand it in monomials, and but you must require that f is an harmonic function. Again, so these are, in fact, harmonic functions seem to arise every time you do something on this problem, you get something that has to be harmonic. So that is these are infinitely many solutions, right? Because this beta is arbitrary so far, and this k is arbitrary. Well, it has zero integral because sum starts from one, but otherwise it's arbitrary, and f is an arbitrary harmonic function. Too much. Okay. And at this point, you say, what do I do? Well, I still have to understand the boundary conditions because I've said nothing about what happens, what is the connection between the rows in a incoming collision configuration and the rows in an outcoming collision configuration. So first condition that you want to impose is that at plus or minus infinity, the correlation, the positional correlations are the equilibrium correlations for a gas of hard spheres with activities z plus or minus, which has to be determined. So that is you might want to say that not only the positional correlations, but all the whole correlation at infinity, when the points qn are set to infinity, become the Gibbs distribution with the Maxwellian distribution for the velocities. No, this is not true for the solutions, for this fundamental solution, and for no solution that we have found. So, but we can impose that the equilibrium in this sense is. This essentially fixes beta plus and beta fixes the boundary condition at infinity. Then there is the collision continuum. You would like to impose this property that the distribution of the positions is the equilibrium distribution with activities which are different at plus and minus infinity and temperatures which are the ones that I prescribed. But if I look at the full correlation, including the momenta, is not Maxwellian. It has a Maxwellian term, plus corrections, which are small, but are there. They are of order epsilon zero. Right? You cannot impose at both ends the Maxwellian. Okay. Collision continuity. So we are still left with infinitely many constants. Right, two harmonic functions, one arbitrary function which is beta, an harmonic function which is f, and the infinitely many constants which are in the odd correlations in the function k. But do you have to require continuity? Okay, I think not necessarily. Continuity is generally demanded in the context of the Boltzmann grad limit, for instance, even though not always, because there is a paper by Spohn, which is very, very, very good and which really discusses this issue of whether continuity is really necessary, for instance, to derive the Boltzmann grad limit through the Lanford proof. So it is required for this, but this is not what we are interested in. We are interested in stationary states, whereas all these works deal with initial state which evolved towards perhaps limit state. But then the theorems hold only for short time, so nothing is known about the stationary state. So no proof is available. At finite volume and out of equilibrium, in fact, correlations are not even defined. So the equation does not even make sense. If I have a Hamiltonian dynamics like what I have here. Yes, it means that you put some boundary conditions which are out of equilibrium. So, for instance, the ones that you have used in the paper with Chernoff and which some standards. No, stochastic. No, you can use stochastic, but as I say, in my opinion, stochastic is harder. But if you use stochastic, then the correlations are defined, but still it's unknown whether they are continuous.
In what sense are they not defined with the other one?
Because because there's a, if I am out of equilibrium, I have an SRB distribution, and therefore it's singular.
Do you have a stationary distribution?
Yes, I'm studying only stationary distribution.
So
yes, assuming that I have a stationary distribution,
yeah,
it will not have correlations.
I think that's
but it's your work. It is your work. Your work. You and Kupyanin. Right. On low order, but not all of them. The number of correlations which are defined will be a fraction of the total number of particles, and so you cannot ask the question.
But you have a stationary. If you assume you have a stationary state, it would be singular.
Yeah.
The n particle, but it would be well-defined.
Oh, for the two body, yes, but I'm talking the strong continuity that you need to delete the blue terms has to be true for all per collisions. No, you cannot even write down the hierarchy if you don't have correlations. Not for all n. Yeah, that's the point. That's why I like. Yeah, but what does it mean continuity if it's a singular function? You have to assume. On low order, but not on the high order. And to delete the blue terms, you need to have continuity for all correlations. And if some don't exist, it makes no sense. Okay. So, and then if the initial state, however, has the property, which is not so easy to impose, but you can I could give examples, then it keeps it forever. That's essentially Spohn's work. And however, the discontinuity might develop at t equal plus infinity. Like, I think this is for me an example, a kind of phase transition. You cannot assume that continuity unless you prove it. And since in the end we don't get it, we don't assume it. But it would be nice to know if it can hold or not. But that's an open problem. My personal feeling is that it does not hold in hardcore infinite systems for with hardcore interactions, and there is no proof of that. So what do you do at this point? You go back to the founders, Maxwell and Boltzmann. They were not imposing continuity. They were, I'm talking about Maxwell here, 1866 paper. He writes this equation for only for pair collisions, and for observables Q of P, which are functions of the momentum. Now, this relation is a consequence of the BBGKY hierarchy, and if you delete the blue terms, so if you have strong continuity, it's a consequence. But Maxwell writes it without writing the BBGKY hierarchy. In fact, this is basically essentially the origin of the Boltzmann equation, because then Maxwell proceeds to approximate this with the product, and then that becomes the Boltzmann equation, written only for the few observables that are considered by Maxwell. There are these four observables. So the idea is to impose a condition like this for a finite family of observables, for some family of observables Q. Maxwell considers only these. These are the ones that are necessary to compute the transport coefficient. And by the way, continuing with George's comment, the correlation functions for two particles, they do make sense, even in finite volume, because they are, as you were saying, the lowest ones. Typically, make sense. It's only when the number of bodies is too large that they may not make sense. However, they make sense, but are they true or not? That's a problem. And okay, so we imagine to to impose this this equation before. Okay, at this point we cannot impose this equation. We are not able to impose these equations on the exact solutions. We can only impose them to the lowest order in density and temperature difference. And precisely, we neglect in imposing the conditions quantities of order epsilon zero square, epsilon zero times the cube power of the density. This is dimensionless, so that's why it's there, and away from the boundary. So we neglect terms which are exponentially small when the distance of the points of one of the points Q from the boundary is L on the scale little r. Okay, then you start imposing the conditions. First of all, you start with D square, which is the energy, that's the continuity of the transport equation for energy. You end up, the calculation can be done explicitly because we have an explicit solution, right? So it takes some time, but you can do it. And you end up with this the lowest order equation, the condition is this one. And now you notice that rho is the pair correlation. If I am away from the boundary, with an error of this size, this function is translation and rotation invariant. So this is a spherical average of beta of q. So now, if beta of q is harmonic, that is zero, so the weak continuity is satisfied. Then you proceed. So at this point, beta of q is no longer arbitrary, it's harmonic. And here is where you are forced to be in three dimensions, because it's only three dimensions that this equation is a non-trivial solution with the boundary conditions that I've given. In one and two dimensions, there is no harmonic function in such domain. But there are infinitely many other conditions. You can consider all even powers, all odd powers, and maybe you can take away the two here. I don't know why I wrote it. Now, it is remarkable that the free constants which are left at this point, having determined the beta, we have the odd functions to determine, which are, so the f and the epsilon, the f and the c's, the constants which appear in the function k, and you write the equations. It takes some time, lot of time, but in the end you end up with the condition that for all s positive and odd, for this one, you have to solve this equation where the unknown are here, and these coefficients are combinatorial coefficients defined through the gamma function, and you look at this equation and say, well, I will never be able to say anything about that. Then you take a computer and you try to find, truncate the equation and try to solve it. It takes 2 seconds and the computer gives you the solution. Then you scratch your head again and you discover after some time that in fact you can even write down a formula for CFK. Okay, so this equation is soluble and there is no ambiguity anymore. There is nothing is left for you. Okay, sorry. It remains to study the case of q equal p and q equal 1, which are momentum and mass transport equations. And what happens is terrible, because you cannot solve the for q equal 1, it works also. It's kind of trivial. Whereas for q equal p, we cannot impose the weak continuity for the momentum. You cannot do it. So at this point, I conclude. Of course, you can always solve it with beta equal constant, but that's the equilibrium case. It does not respect the boundary conditions at the infinity. Now, either you give up continuity for the transport of p, which does not mean giving up momentum conservation. It means giving up the transport equation for or you have to find other more general solutions. But if you impose more general solutions, all the equations that I wrote down to determine beta, c, and so on become different. Well, what happens is that you can do that. There are other exact solutions which I don't have time to write, but with these other solutions, they contain so many free parameters that you can fix the weak continuity for all observables. So, but the question is, do you really want to impose weak continuity for all observables, including, so say, for instance, P2666, or and if so, on which grounds? That I don't know. Let me conclude. All solutions that we have discussed are exact, but the boundary conditions are imposed only at the lowest non-trivial order. There are many exact solutions. All of them are compatible with the heat equation, but they don't imply it, because I insist that I would like to have at least the transport equation for the momentum to be verified. And if I don't do that, the arbitrary constants are determined through by imposing boundary conditions or other physical properties. The strong continuity seems to be incompatible with the BBGKY hierarchy, just as it is incompatible in the Boltzmann equation. The Boltzmann equation is incompatible with continuity, unless the distribution is locally Maxwell. Its conductivity can be expressed in terms of the solutions, all the solutions considered, including the ones that I've not shown, and it turns out it has this form with a constant B, which is a pure number, and I have not written the equation, but this constant B is the same constant which appears in the condition of weak continuity for P squared. So if B is not zero, but I don't know what B is, then beta of Q must satisfy the property of the average, and therefore it has to be harmonic. But unfortunately, we have no way to understand what B is unless we impose all weak continuity for all observables, in the case B is zero. So it's not precisely the case which one would not like to have. Finally, any progress can be made only if we find more solutions. I think one has to go to second order. I mean, all these constants which are free should be fixed by integrability conditions for the next order in beta, in beta minus, beta plus minus, beta minus. And finally, what can you do about smooth potential? We would not do anything. Of course, most of the problems here would not be there if potential was smooth. On the other hand, we can we don't know how to solve the equations. So either we'll take our course and we have problems with the collision conditions, or we take smooth potentials and we don't know how to start. But the situation it is now, this is a work in progress, so that's what we can do.